I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. A local attorney is suing the town of Killington, alleging town officials and a former town manager mishandled municipal affairs, withheld information, and hurt Killington taxpayers. VPR's Nina Keck has the story.
In his 7-page lawsuit, M.B. Neisner, a longtime attorney and Killington's town moderator, highlights what he calls breaches of fiduciary duty to the residents and property owners of Killington. He argues that the town damaged his own property by improperly replacing culverts and by raising the shoulder of the road in front of his home. A longtime critic of former town manager Seth Webb, Neisner focuses much of his lawsuit on Webb's alleged shortcomings and inexperience.
My ultimate goal is to show that town officials have to be responsible and take responsibility for their actions. And when they protect someone who is not qualified for the job and continues to make mistakes, and all they do is defend it, that's wrong.
Neisner says that's cost him and other taxpayers money. But Killington Select Board Chairperson Patty McGrath says Seth Webb was a very competent manager who approached the job differently than his predecessors, something she says she and other Select Board members appreciated. She says Webb notified the board in October that he was leaving after 4 years on the job for a new position in Woodstock. She says his departure had nothing to do with Neisner's lawsuit. Webb could not be reached for comment. McGrath says Neisner had threatened to sue Webb a number of times, but she says she and others are perplexed by a suit against the town.
The entire lawsuit is wholly unmerited and illogical. His main complaint is about a town manager whom he knew was leaving. And as you read in the complaint, he also mentions other citizens, and yet only he himself have really taken ownership of this.
The case was originally filed in civil court, but was moved to federal court because Neisner claims his due process rights under the federal and state constitutions were violated when the town didn't turn over all the municipal documents he'd requested under the Freedom of Information Act. Neisner says he was angered when the town notified him that he would have to pay for many of the documents he was seeking. Patty McGrath says the town did turn over large amounts of information to Neisner to the best of its ability.
There was a volume of information that he requested, and when in turn the town asked him to narrow his scope, he did not respond.
McGrath says it's troubling that someone who supposedly is so concerned about local taxpayers would force them to pay for a costly lawsuit. Neisner has been living in Killington since 1978. A former traffic court judge, his law license was suspended from 2009 to 2011 after he was convicted on criminal charges for fleeing the scene of an accident and implying falsely that his wife had been behind the wheel. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.